Okay, good morning. We're on Masechet Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Chet. Right, we got two daf after today. We got two daf left on this Masechet. Right, it's quite amazing. And we're still busy with the Mishnah on. I thought about it too much. I was thinking that I saw on the events list that Noam won't be here on Shabbos. So I didn't speak to him. I don't know, maybe we should leave it till next Shabbos. I'll talk to him today and see if he cares or not. Maybe we'll do it. Okay, I'll talk to him today. So we're on Kuf Yud Bet. What?
Michael and I will be here next Shabbat.
Oh, the two of you will be here next Shabbos. Are you both going away? Okay, so we'll just assume the Shabbos then. Okay, we'll do the Shabbos. Okay, so Michael, then just will you announce it, Michael? Okay, thank you. All right. So Kuf Yud Bet is the Mishnah. We're carrying on with the Mishnah. It's worth keeping that I'm on open of the Mishnah. I'm just going to put a page in there. Okay. Now, we got it. Yesterday, we're discussing this four-way machloket, right? This four-way machloket, which we had a brighter. But the four-way machloket between Rabbi Chachamim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, right, about exactly what happens with a Bama Ktana and a Bama and a Bama Gdola. Just to recap very quickly. So basically, Rabbi Meir says Chachamim say that in a Bama Ktana, it's only Nedarim and Nedavot. Rabbi Meir said that it includes Menachot and the Korbanot of the Nazir. We had Rabbi Yehuda who said that everything that's on a Bama Gedola in the Mishkan was also brought on a Bama Gedola in Gilgal. Right? And you can bring all the Chovot of a Yachid, including Chataot and Hashamot and Olot, etc., on that Bama Gedola. And it's only the Bama Ktana that it's limited. Now, what's important for our daf is Rabbi Yehuda learns a parallel that whatever you could have brought on a Bama Ktana, you can bring on the Bama Gdola at Gilgal. Right? And then we had the Chachamim, right? And Rabbi Yehuda included there, by the way, Olot and Shlamim. And then we had the last Chachamim, which the Chachamim said that Kol Shatu Makrim Bo'a Mo'ach Mi'ba Makrim Bo'a Mo'ach Gilgal. That was in Rabbi Yehuda there. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Kol she'atzibur v'hayachid makrivin." Chachamim said, "Kol she'atzibur makrivin." And even kal v'chal lo kirvu liyachid olam shlam v'yuvan. And here, the Chachamim say that there's no that on the individual bama, right? The yachid only brings olam shlam. And Rabbi Shimon, who said an extra limitation, he said even the bama at Gilgal, right, was only the korban pesach and chovot of the tzibur that were limited by time. And Rashi said there, if I remember correctly, that the seer of Avodat Kochavim and the seer of the, what was it called, the Tzibur Halem Davar, right? Let's see. Yes, Par Halem Davar, right? Even those weren't even brought at Gilgal. That was Rabbi Shimon. So now, and then Agamor said that we ended off on Amud Bet by discussing that brighter. And we said that we learned it there, we learned from Ish. And he limited only to individuals, not to tzibur, right? And kikativ hayashar be'enav, right? But on Bama Gdola, on our Amud we said, on Amud Kuf Yuchet, Rabbi Yehuda said only on the Bama Ktana, on the yashar be'enav, right? But afilu, on the Bama Gdola, afilu chovot nami dikarev. Okay. And then Gemara, we're going to start off over here now. On Ilaha Kativ Ish. Okay, so now there's a kashya over here. Right, on Rabbi Yehuda. I think it's on Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, then Rashi, if you look, Rashi says, Elel Rabbi Yehuda ha-ketiv ish. Right, Rashi adds into the words Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so for the last time this morning, you can all hear me clearly?
Sure.
Okay. So now, that's we're up to Rashi over there. It's Elel Rabbi Yehuda ha-ketiv ish. Right, love le maimra de ish yesharotu likrov ha chovot lo likrov. Because Rabbi Yehuda said that even the chovot he can bring. So Gemara says, doesn't that word ish come and teach us a limitation, a miut, right? Even on the Bama Gedola, because Rabbi Yehuda said, the Bama Gedola, an individual can do anything. Boketov, right? Can do anything. So he says there, isn't it on the Bama Gedola? Even on the Bama Gedola, Dichtiv Ish, right? That it limits an individual. And even on the Bama Gedola in Gilgal, the individual can't bring Chovot. Because Nichtov, Kolei Ashar Beinav, the pasuk could have just said, Kolei Ashar Beinav. So why did it say ish kolay ashar be'enav? The issue, why? The bimai tahat tzibur lo mikra v'ba. Even the tzibur can't bring a korban yachid on the bama gedola. He says no. The reason why the pasuk there says ish is Rabbi Yehuda is not to anything to do with that, right? He says there ki ketiv ish lahachshir et hazar. The reason why it says ish there is coming to us on a bama. You might have thought that you have to have a coin as well. Right? So look at Rashi there, Lakshir Tadzar Lavodat Babama. Come to us, Rabbi Yehuda, now, that when it comes a Bama. So who's sitting next to Manny?
Josh.
Oh, hello, Josh. Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought I saw someone there, but I couldn't see Ira. Okay. All right. Okay.
Anyone?
We'll call you Ira for this morning, Josh. Okay. So the Gemara says, what do you mean Zar? Zar mi vizaraka kohenet adam lo yizbeach Hashem nafka. We've got a pasuk. The pasuk says from Ayikra, vizaraka kohenet adam am yizbeach Hashem petach ohel moed. Right? Look at Rashi. Look how the Pirkei Dichtiv, vizaraka kohenet adam am yizbeach Hashem petach ohel moed. The coin, petach ohel moed, vayin kohen bebama. Where's the coin? There's a hekesh the coin to ohel moed. And not to bama. El afilu zar, afilu eved. So therefore, we live with the pasuk there. Then you ain't a kohen, even a zar, even an eved. Hachidarish da, b'drat kohenim. Rashi says, b'drat kohenim. That's where it's learned for us in the Midrash of Vayikra. So Gemara says, no, we still wouldn't have been good enough. Why, Mahu, to tell what would you have thought? Was that ayin chinami? You don't need a kohen. However, libayi kiddush bechorot kemikara. But you had to have had bechorot, like before matan Torah. Right, kemash melan. That even bechor you don't need. It can be any zar, can be anybody. Okay. So now the Gemara is finished with Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara moves on to that next Chachamim. Remember in the Braita, we had two sets of Chachamim. We had Tana Rabbanan at the very beginning, called Midev Nidev Karababama, Ali Watson Nadava. And then we had the second Chachamim at the bottom, on the Machlok Rabbi Yehuda. So the Chachamim Rim, Kol Shatzibu Makrivin Bo Moed Shem Abidbar Makrivin Bo Moed Shem Gilgal. So the Gemara says like this. Chachamim, Hainu Tanakama. Why are we reintroducing Chachamim here? At the end of the day, Chachamim and Tanakama are the same thing. Why are they the same thing? Look at Rashi. Chachamim, Hainu Tanakama. Rabbanan Batrai, the later time we mentioned Chachamim the Brighter. Hainu Rabbanan Kamai. They're the same as the Rabbanan Tanakami in the first part of the Brighter. Why? Dahai Inu Nami Hachiyami. What do they both say? De Yachid Lo Kirvu Ele Olot Veshlamim. Even Tanakama at the very beginning says, right, look at the brighter. Tanakama says, Kol nidev v'nidev kare b'bama. She'ein nidev v'nidev eka b'bama. They speak only about Obama. He doesn't talk about the Mishkan. V'tzibur kar v'inami chovot. Ish nafkelem yukar. So the Gemara understands that the first part of the brighter, the Tanakama spoke only about the individual on the bama. The second part, the individual spoke about the Bama and the Gilgal, which is actually the same thing. With regards to Bama, they say the same thing. And we assume it's the same Chachamim. So Rapapa says, no. There is a difference between the two of them. Right? Now, just look quickly where that comes from. It comes from a Gemara in Kiddushin. We've learned this Gemara in Kiddushin. Right? And he says like this, Kirvu Nesachim Bamidbar Ikebeinahu. The difference between the Tanakama and the Chachamim afterwards is the Nesachim Bamidbar. It's a bit of a long Rashi, yeah? I've edited it quite a bit, so we'll just read through like the shortened version with me. Rabbanan Kamai, the first Chachamim, Lo Kirvu Nesachim Bamidbar Vola Veshlamim Greiler. They said only Ola Veshlamim, without Nesachim. And how do they know that? Because, just skip it in the next line, the Chitavo, it mentions there in the Parsha, of Nesachim, את קהל שתתירה ספציפית להתינה לסחים במשכן שלו, עד לאחר ירושה וישיב הקרמים בשוחת. וחכמים learn about נסחים, it's only in שלו, which he skips out גילגל. He tells you that there wasn't נסוח המים, נסוח היין, sorry, in the desert, or in גילגל, and it started in שלו. ורבנן בטריטה, and the second רבנן said, no, לתפויה, after this it comes to add, מדנא משנה יתה, you've got an extra משנה, כל שעציבו מקריבים באוהל מועד, שבמדבר, מקריבים בגילגל. Right, so whatever you did in the desert, you do in גילגל as well. למה לומדת, what's the חילוש? Ha, Rabbi Yehuda, Nami, Betzibur, Kavatah, Ukama, because what are they adding? Because in that brighter, if you look at the brighter, so that brighter says, Rabbi Yehuda, Kol she'atzibur v'hayachid makrivin. Whatever the tzibur and the yachid are makriv. Then, Chachamim say, Kol she'atzibur makriv. What are they teaching us? Why are they repeating Rabbi Yehuda? Because why are they different to Rabbi Yehuda? So he says, V'achi b'ayinu l'mamar kan, v'kan, they have to mention them both, v'lo kibud yachid el olav ashtamim. Elitfuye ad rabbanan kamai atu. They come in to add what the rabbanan originally had said. Va'amre kol shatzibur chichim makrib makribim bo'el mo'ed shemidbar, makribim bo'el mo'ed shemigilga. Ulitfuye nesachim, to add nesachim atu the ma'amar. Dekiru b'midbar letzibur uliyachi. They did do it in the desert. V'chein b'gilga l'shtei abamot. They're telling us there, the chachamim batrai. They're telling us the whole chidush, according to Rav Papa, is that your nesachim you would do. And we wouldn't have understood without it beforehand. Okay, so it's a bit subtle. I agree it wasn't so clear to us in the brighter, but then our Papa has to try and help us understand why we mention the Chachamim the second time in that brighter. Okay, now we go to the last line of the brighter. I'm Rabbi Shimon. I'm Amar. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon said there only the Pesach and the Koveya, right? The Chovot of the Tzibu that have got a Koveya Bazman. So the first question, my time Rabbi Shimon. Why is Rabbi Shimon? What did you say? Because he says that the Pasuk tells us that it's Pesach in Gilgal. And therefore, it's obvious that it's Pesach. And therefore, he learns from Pesach. But that's Pshita. What's the Chilush over there? He says, obviously they did Pesach. Why shouldn't they have Pesach? So he says, no. Ela lo. Hakamashmula. What are we teaching us? The Chovot Ka'ein Pesach Hu Dekarev. Halav ke Pesach lo karev. So he says, no, his whole chiddush of Shimon is because it said Pesach. What's the chiddush of Pesach? Remember, we said yesterday, even though a Pesach really is like a korban yachid, it has elements of a korban tzibur. Says you, the conditions, etc., all apply to a tzibur. So they learned from korban Pesach that the reason why the Torah mentioned Dafka Pesach and Gilgal was to tell us that just like Pesach, other korbanot tzibur, which are like Pesach. And Pesach, a classic example, is limited in time, right? It's only got that very small window between on the 14th of Nisan, between 12 o'clock and the Naf, a very limited time. So that is like the archetype of a Korban limited by type. So Gemara says, V'ach v'idach, and the Achairim, right? The other Chachamim there, that how do they explain what that Pasuk's about? What do they learn from the Chiddush of Pesach? They say, Mibayla lich Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Benai. Rabbi Yochanan's got a special Chiddush over here. What's the chiddush? Arel mekabel haza'a. Can I bear with me for 1 second? Look at me for a second if you can, please. An arel haza'a, remember, like if a guy's a tamei mate, say we do haza'a on the 3rd day and on the 7th day, remember? There's twice we sprinkle the paraduma ashes on him. And you have to have 3 days between the 1st and the 2nd sprinkling. So there'd be the 1st day of that he started his process of the Tumah, the 1st day, the 2nd day. On the 3rd day, we do Hazaa. Then there'd be 4, 5, 6, 3 days. Then on the 7th day, we do Hazaa. Now, an Arel can't bring a Korban Pesach. Remember? I've been showing that in the desert, most of them were Arelim. And we'll see in a second, they were also Tumei Matim. Because their parents-in-law died and they dealt with the burial of their parents, etc. They never had a paraduma ashes when they came until they came to Gilgal. So when they came to Gilgal, they arrived in Israel. And we'll see in a second, they arrived on the 10th of Nisan. So they basically got to bring the Korban Pesach, right, on the 15th of Nisan. On the 14th of Nisan, actually, right? They arrived on the 10th, and 14th is the Korban Pesach. So if they all had brises on the 10th, the day that they arrived, and then they've got it, they Tumei Matim. They have to have their 2nd sprinkling in time for the Korban Pesach. So I made a chart over here, just quickly. If they arrived on the 10th of Nisan, and let's say it was the beginning of their Torah period, So then, in order to have the second Hazza'ah on the 14th, they'd have to have had the first Hazza'ah on the day that they arrived, on the 10th, as soon as they had their bris. And therefore, they had their first Hazza'ah even while they were still Arelim. Before they had the bris, they had their sprinkling, and then they had a bris afterwards. Right? The bris could be any day, on the 11th, or the 12th, or the 13th. As long as they had their bris before the Korban Pesach. But their Hazza'ah had to be on the 10th. Shabbi Yochanan's Chiddush Aviyah is that an Arel can have Hazza'ah sprinkled on him. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains it to us last year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 8 lines up from before the Gemara becomes narrow lines. Wide lines. Or in the narrow lines. See that Rashi there? It says like this. Arel. Shenit ba b'meit. Because they were t'mue meit. Mekabe Hazza'ah. So the meit gets Hazza'ah. V'tahor mitrumat meit. Digar b'kotchim. V'ni kedil b'kotchim. V'yalich me'achad. Ichtiv. V'yasu v'ra Pesach b'gilgal. They made a Pesach in the Gilgal. The mashmer she'asahu the Pesach kilchato, right? They did it properly as tahorim, and as Rashi says, yet b'mila and b'tara. They were tahor and they had mila. V'rubal aradim ayu. They most of them were aradim. Dichtiv lo maru. The middle of them had bristles. V'amrina b'yavamot. Asara b'nisan she'avru et hayarden lo mahu. On the 10th, as they passed over, they weren't yet brist. Why? Mishum chul shel urcha, because of the dairy. On the way they were traveling all the time, they never wanted to stop and have a bris. It was dangerous. On the 11th they were mahu. Right now they were tumeim from tumei meit. Sherei ruban tumei meitim ayu shemei tu avotahem kol arim shlav midbar nitmu behem. They were dead because they had dealt with their parents. Vim lo kiblu hazaah v'dru ba'arulatan. Therefore, we had to see that the first hazaah had to be on the 10th of Nisan. To the first or 10th of Nisan, they wouldn't have been able to have Hazza'ah. Then on the 14th of Nisan, they would have had the second Hazza'ah. They had to have the 11th, 12th, and 13th in between the 3 days. And they only brist on the 11th. Right? So he says, V'ein lahem shahot lazot mishemalu. Well, the time they got brist, it wouldn't be enough time. Taha tzarich lafrish losha yamim ben Hazza'ah lazot. We said 3 days. And therefore he says, Revi'i, Chamishi, and Shishi. Right? Those are the 3 days in between. V'chan I lo hizu ad yom echad asar b'nisan hazar rishon al achas shemalu tu lo mati zman hazar shniyah. They only had to wait till after they were brist on the 11th. It wouldn't be enough time ad yom chamishasa. U'b'yavamot iter ahad Rabbi Yochanan perek harel. And therefore Rabbi Yochanan's whole chiddush Rabbi Akoncha Benah was that what's this pasuk telling us, that they were karei Pesach in Gilgal, that Arel can get hazaah. It's a big chiddush. I don't know why we would have thought not. By the way, I'm not sure what the connection is between Arel and Hazza'ah, but it seems to be that without this, Pascha wouldn't have known that it was the case. Okay, is that clear? The calculation works, right? You got it? Okay. The Gemara says now, Tani Tana, a new sugya. Tani Tana, Kamei Drav Adabar Ava. So Tana, a guy who teaches brightness, taught this bright in front of Rabbi Adabar Ava. He says like this, Ein Bein Ba'amaga. This is basically quoting, right, this is part of the bright thing with Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. It says, Ein bein bama gdola le bama ketana. There's no difference between a bama gdola and a bama ketana. Ela Pesach v'chovot ha-kavu alim azman. Which is basically Rabbi Shimon, right? Quote Rabbi Shimon's, that part, sorry, Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbi Yehuda. So now, listen to this. I'm skipping over those brackets. Amar Lei, he says to him, right? Rav Adabar Ava says to the Tana, Tetarge mit matnitecha bo'olat chova. He says, correct your brighter to say not Ein Bein Ma'am Ketana Ela Pesach v'chovot ha'kavur bazman, but be more specific. Say bo'olot chova. Wa olot chova. Says like this, look here, it's a little bit technical. Look at the very first, very wide lines of Rashi. Ba'ola kagon olot shel tamidim umusafin. That's the ola tamid, or the daytime, etc. Tzibur kirvuba. Because that, the tzibur do it. Aval chataot. הקבוע להם זמן כגון צירי הרגלים של ציבור לא קרבובה. Right? He says, only even though you're telling me the chovot שקבוע בזמן, it's only specific to the musafin and the tamidim, right? That also have an olak nedava, right? De'ichatat, right? That we need to use here the Mishud HaShas. There's a bit of a change here in the girsa. De'ichatat, chatat nedava mi'ika. A chatat nedava mi'ika. Now we want to have a contra Rabbi Shimon that we only bring on the korban tzibur what a chiyachi we bring on the korban on a bama. Right, so look at Rashi. Chatat nedava mi'ika. Likarev kayotze ba bektana. Where do we see that a chatat, we have a similar one that the yachid brings. Val korkach kamash b'nan d'lo kibur Rabbi Shimon begedola levad mipsachim. But other than psachim, according to Rabbi Shimon, you would only bring on the bama g'dola el chovot sheyesh chayotze b'en nedava. Something which you would have the same thing that the yachid could bring on the bama, the tzibur would bring on the bama g'dola. Right? So that is why he says make a change. Because we have to have them both of the same. And the Rashi brings a whole proof of where that comes from. Okay, so the Gemara is like this. V'lokma b'minchat chova. See, that's the case. Then on minchat chova, you should also get malkol if you brought it on a bama. The ha'ike chavitan, because he says there is a similar type of mincha which the would bring on the tzibur. So Gemara gives an answer like we saw the other day. Kesavar ein mincha bama. Mincha on a bama doesn't apply. Is in Shayach. I'm leaving out all the details on that. Okay. Now, we carry on now with our Mishnah. All right. So now the Mishnah carries on. And we go through now Ba'u L'Shiloh. So the Mishnah of Kuf Yud Bet says, Ba'u L'Shiloh ne'esru ha'bamot ve'lo haya sham tikra el ha'beit ha'vedim bilva b'lamata v'yirop b'lamalan v'yaita menucha. So he says, when I came to Shiloh, so bamot were banned again. Remember what I explained yesterday for those of you who weren't here. The Meiri explained very nicely. I saw it in an article note, but you might have read it. Oh, you read it? Okay, excellent. Then we'll skip over. Okay. All right. So now we come to Shiloh, and the Bama was there, and the Aaron was there, so the Bama were banned. And he says, the Mishnah says that Shiloh was a stone building, but with the yeriot, right? The hides, the covers of the Mishkan. So Gemara said, like, it's minani mili. Where do we know this from? And we call Chilo was the Menucha, right? Was the Menucha. So he said, like this, where do we know that it had a Beit Avanim and the Yeriot Damar? How do we know how it was built? Where do we know this from? So Amar Bichir Barav, Amar Biyochanan, Ketuvichan, one pasuk tells us, V'tivi'ehu Beit Hashem Shilo, and we came to Shilo, Alma was a bayit. The Shittim HaKwetz adds in, therefore it was a house, it was built. The Katuvichan Omer, Vayitosh Mishkan Shilo, right? And the Shitta says there, Alma Oelu, because Vayitosh Mishkan, calls it a Mishkan, which is like an Ohel. Okay, it says, how do we have it? On the one hand, it's called a Bayit, on the other hand, it's called an Ohel. Okay, it's a Lo Atashem Cham Tikra, Lavani Milamatan, Ali, it was Ali Has on the bottom, Vayop Milamalan, Vahi Aita Menucha, that was called Menucha. Okay, the Mishnah then said, Kochi Kochi. Right, then the Mishnah said, as far as Shiloh was concerned, Kochi Kochi Nechalin Nifnim, right, Mina Klaim, and Kochi Kari Masha Shani Bechol Haroe. So we add to Shiloh, it's not a question of Machane Yisrael, but wherever you could see Shiloh from, you could eat the Kochi Kalim. Kazala Gemara says like this, Minani Mili. Right, where do we know this from? So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Oishel, the Shitta adds in there. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Oishel, Amar Kra, right, the Pasuk there says in Devarim, Hishame lecha pen tale olotecha b'chol makom asher tir'eh. Okay, so be careful when you bring your olot, that you from the place that you see. So the Gemara says, b'chol makom asher tir'eh. Iyata male, aval ata ochel b'chol makom taro'eh. So we learn from that you can't bring the korban in an area, a whole space where you can see, but you can eat it as long as you can see. So we say, how do you know that that's referring to eating? Maybe it's referring to the actual shechita, that you can't do the he'ala on the mizbeach, but you can shecht it from wherever you can see or bring it dead. So Rabbi Yana Amar Krai, so he says, no. Sham ta'ale, the pasuk there says, Sham ta'ale v'sham ta'ase. We've got the next pasuk there in Dvarim, it says, Ikim makom asher yibchar Hashem b'chad shvatecha. Hashem chooses a place in one of your shvatim. Sham ta'ale olatecha v'sham ta'ase. Kosher nochim etzaveka. So Rabbi Avdimi bar chama amar, they should change it to chama amar krai. The pasuk says, v'lo ta'anat shilo. Right, he says there, v'lo ta'anat shilo. The Rashi now on this amud is on both sides of the amud, by the way. No, they're not tossed on this amud. V'lo ta'anat shilo, he says, v'tiv v'lo b'tzati v'mikra avam, Rashi says here, we've checked all over, see what Rashi says. He quotes a pasuk, he says, amar kra v'lo ta'anat shilo. Look at Rashi there. V'tiv v'lo b'tzati v'mikra, I've looked all over, I can't find this pasuk. Aval mitzativ mizracha ta'anat shilo. Another pasuk which is similar, right? The Shita says svar acher v'ala ha'gvul mizracha ta'anat shilo. It'll be quite another pasuk. So this pasuk that the Gemara quotes, they can't seem to find, but they find similar pasukim which speak about ta'anat shilo, right? It's like this: makom shekol ha'ra'e oto mit'aneach alav al achilat kodshim shelo. So basically, everybody sighs and groans and right. That in which they mourn the Churban when they see Shiloh, right, or the Churban even of Shiloh, whenever they see the place, right, they look at Rashi, Lashon ta'aniya va'aniya, shayu mit'anchim v'ro'in, shemishama yuzochim achilat kodshim, she'ata b'makom merito. So when they'd see the place of Shiloh, where it once was, they'd all mourn, basically the destruction there of the Mizbeach in Shiloh. Rabbi Abahu Amar, he's got a couple of answers here of where we learn this din of Re'iyah, of seeing it from. So that's the first answer. Rabbi Abahu Amar Amar Kra, Ben Prat Yosef, Ben Prat Ale Ayin, Ayin, Shlo Ratzta Lazun, Venehanot, Midabar She'eno Shelo, Tiske V'Tachel Kemale Enea. Right, he's got a different Ben Prat Yosef. He said, Ashon Priya Urviya, that's Ben Prat Yosef, Makom Achirat Kochi. He says, Nitrabe Lo Alineha Ayin, the eye. Basically, Ben Prat Yosef is the notion of Priya Urviya. He says, yeah, your eye is able to expand the place, right? It multiplies the place where you can see. V'shilo v'chelko shel Yosef hayata, and Shiloh was in Yosef's place, right? Says Rashi, k'lichti v'ayim aspa ohel Yosef, we'll see in a second, they basically abandoned that area. Achar v'yitosh mishkan shelo ketiv. And then we'll see later on in Tehillim. We'll learn it just now, that in Tehillim we're going to learn from a negative context that Shiloh was originally in Yosef's place, and then once it was destroyed, it was abandoned, and Hashem left Yosef's chelkah. Right? But again, the pre-urvia there comes to widen the area of learning. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina Amar, he brings from another pasuk, that pasuk that comes in Dvarim. He says, "Mimeged eretzum lo'ah," that's the end of the Torah, "Ratzon shoknei sneh, tavota l'rosh Yosef, u'lekodkor nazirecha." He says there, "Ratzon shoknei sneh." Ayin shelo ratzta lehenot b'davar she'eno shelo tiskev etochal bein asnuim. Look at Rashi there. Shilo kodshe nechalin apik v'ulei shar shvatim shesanuhu. But okay, they didn't really hate them, I don't think, but the jealousy that it was in there, that the Mishka wasn't in there, machaneh, nonetheless, they could still eat it there. Okay, so also it gives us a wider area. Tana, we've got a bright to that says like this. The pasuk says, ro'eh. So look there with me at the Masorat Hashas. He changes the shita, the nusach over here. It's like as Tana roe shamru kol shehu roe v'ein davar mafsik beino leveinach. Right. So that's what it means roe. You have to be able to have continuous view. So it's not like you see sometimes, you don't see. You have to be able to see all the time. Right. I don't know if anyone remembers, from those of you that learned at the Gush, Arya, you remember there was a question about whether the you should have the din of Yerushalayim. They used to say that on a clear day you could see Jerusalem for the Beit Midrash. I don't know, I never managed to ever see it, but there were people who said they could see it. Okay. So it says here, right? Roe. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yakim, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yakim, Rabbi Lazar, Asbara. Lee, explain to me, the Mishnah Shach says, explain to me what's going on over here. He says, Kagon, Bnei Knishta de Ma'on. Look at Rashi there. He says, give me examples of lecture of the Ma'on. Mishama yiro'in et Shiloh, v'lo haya davar mafsik. Right, then they'd see Shiloh, nothing would bother them, nothing would interfere with their view. So it was a clear vision I could even eat the kochim kalim as far as Beknisht of Ma'on was. Amar Papa. Papa's got a different vision. He says, Ro'eh Sh'amru. When it says Ro'eh, lo Ro'eh Kulo, el Ro'eh Mikzato. He says, you have to see all of it. Even if you can see a bit of it, you have to see the whole of Shiloh, right? But even a bit of Shiloh is good enough. Okay. We've got a question. By Rav Papa. Omed v'ro'eh. If you stand, you can see. Right? But Yoshev v'ein ro'eh ma'ay. We've got two questions that we'll end off now together. But if you're sitting, you can't see. What will be the case? Is it good enough? Because when you're standing, you could see. Kishli kosher kalim or not? And the next question is by Rabbi Yirmiya. Omed al gabay al svat ha'nachal. The shita changer. If you're standing on the bank of the river, you see it. About betocha nachal, but on the river, but on the, like in a, what's a nachal, a wadi,
ravine.
A ravine. Thank you. Right. About betocha nachal and ro'e mai. What would be happen if you're sitting in the ravine? It says taiku. We don't answer that. Okay. Ki atrav dimi amrabi amar b'shloshama. Now this is it's quite a nice, interesting gemara. This. Like this, Ki'at Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi Rav in Eretz Yisrael, from Eretz Yisrael Babel, Amar, he said like this, the Shita that takes out the word Rebbe, and there's a machloket here in the Girsus if it's three or four, but we'll see that Northern Givon has learned as one, so we're learning the Shita of three. B'shlosha mekomot sharta shchina al Yisrael. There were three places where the Shchina was rested on Yisrael. Right, we're excluding now the Mishkan. Right, B'Shiloh, V'Nove Givon, that's group counted as one, U'Beit Olamim, and the Beit HaMikdash. U'V'Chulan Lo Sharta El B'Chelek Binyamin. And he says there, Rav Dimi, that in all those three places, it was in the Chelek of Binyamin. Quite amazing, eh? That Binyamin got such a big schut. Sheneemar, the Pasuk says, Chofef Alav Kol Hayom. Right? What does it mean, chofef? That chofef means like overlap, right? But like chofef, I love kol hayom. Kol chafifot, lo yehu, all the chafifot of the Shechina here, lo yehu, ele b'chelko shel Binyamin. Okay, so now Abaya got quite excited about this limud of Rav Dimi. And Azir Abaya, Amra kamed Rav Yosef. And he said in front of Rav Yosef, right? Remember Rav Yosef on the end of Erchin, right? Rav Yosef is, right? He was Baki, Bashas. He's Amar. And he says, and he tells this over to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef doesn't get too excited about Abai. Look what he says. Amar, Chad Bara Havelei Lekailil. One son had Kailil, your father. Only imagine to have one son. Velo Mitaken. And this son isn't Mitaken. Doesn't say the right things. Look at Rashi there quickly. There's actually brought from a Gemara. I think we learned it. He says here, Chad Bara. It's about 10 lines up in the Gemara, in the Rashi side. He says, on the Tosfot side, Chad Bara Havelei Lekailil Velo Mitaken. Nir'ah Be'nai, says Rashi, it appears to me, Ki Aviv Shel Abaya Kailil Shmo. It was his name. Right? It was Kailil. Now, I read here somewhere that his father died while his mother was in childbirth. I think it's in the notes of the Oscar. I read it. So I checked up a little bit on that. But I think they brought it here. And therefore, he never had more children. Right? He only had this one son. Right? And Rabbi Yosef says, Velo mitaken. Why is he not mitaken? What's his taina against Abai said? V'haketiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, this is after Shiloh was destroyed. Right? So the Tehillim are like wailing. They're like in anguish over Shiloh. And it says, V'yitosh mishkan Shiloh. It says that he abandoned the Mishkan of Shiloh, Uchtiv, and a few psukim later, right? Vayim as bo'ohel Yosef uveshevet Ephraim lo bachar. And when the Mishkan was moved, so the Hashem never chose Ohel Yosef and never chose Shevet Ephraim. So he wants to understand that how can you say that Shiloh was in Chalek Nachalat Binyamin? It was obviously in Ephraim. Because Hashem is the Tehillim are now waiting that it abandoned Shiloh and never chose Ephraim, which means to imply that when it was in Shiloh, it was in Ephraim. So Amrav Adabar Matna, Maika Kashne, what's the difficult to Rabbi Yosef? Deal me, he says like this, Shechina Bechelek Binyamin, maybe the Shechina was Bechelek Binyamin, But the Sanhedrin, Becherek Yosef, and the Sanhedrin was there. Exactly like the Derech Shematzilu Beben Olamim, like the Beit HaMikdash. The Shekhinah Bechelko Shel Binyamin. The Shekhinah is in Chelko Binyamin. Remember Binyamin? Remember we had the Mizbeach Tzitzim Binyamin? And the Azara is in Yehuda, remember? That's why you haven't got the Yesod on the side of on the eastern side of the Mizbeach. But to the west, remember, would go into Binyamin. This is just the same. And the Sanhedrin sat in the Azara on the other side when you came into the Beit HaMikdash on the east. Right? The Shekhinah Bechelko Shel Binyamin is in Bechelko Yehuda. So Amar Lei, now I thought this was Abaya, right? Who said it, but it's not Abaya. I mean, I thought it was, sorry, Rabbi Yosef, who was responding to Rabbi Adabar Mata, but it's not him. He says, Hachi Hashta, how do you compare the two? Someone's saying, how do you compare the two? Hata Mikarva Nachalot Gabe Hadade. There the two Nachalot of Binyamin and Yehuda were close next to each other. Hachi Mikarvan, what are they, close to each other? So Rav Adabar Ava asked, he said, no problem. He says, Hacha, Nami Mekarvan, they also closed. Kida Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanin, we've got Rabbi Chama, he said like this, Ritzua Hayata Yotzeit Michalko Shel Yehuda, V'nichiz Nichalko Shel Binyamin, that's the Beit HaMikdash. There was a strip that went out from Yehuda into Binyamin. Uba Haya HaMizbeach Banu, V'ya Binyamin HaTzarek Mitzter Alei Alibala, and we know that because the Binyamin, who knew about this to Ruach HaKodesh, he was upset, he wanted it to be part of his as well. So he says, maybe here in the Shiloh as well. Hachinami, Ritzua Yata Yotzeit Michalko Shel Yosef, Michalko Shel Binyamin. And therefore, it's exactly the same thing. It was a bit of a strip, like a finger, going out of Yosef into Binyamin. And that's why we could easily have the Mishkan could be in Shiloh, in the part that stuck out of Binyamin. And the Berami and the Sanhedrin would sit in Yosef's. And behind the Ktiv, Tanat Shiloh. And then we can understand what the Pasuk said. We quote the very beginning of Amud of Tanat Shiloh. Look at Rashi there. Tanat Shiloh. Al Shem Shaya Binyamin Mitonel Aleh. Just like there, right? Binyamin, yeah, was upset because he never had the whole of the Mishkan built on his part. So that's one way of solving this problem, that it could have been a similar situation, that it could have been a finger of Binyamin shooting out into, of Yosef shooting into Binyamin. We got a machloket here tonight. Chofef alav ze mikdash rishon. When we got the pasuk, so the pasuk is like this: Chofef alav. It says Chofef alav kol hayom ubein ktefav shachen. So the brighter now, there's the machloket in the brighter. How do I understand this pasuk? So the one time the Tanakam is like this: Chofef alav means ze mikdash rishon. Kol hayom means ze mikdash sheni. Ubein ktefav shachen elu yomot haMashiach. Rebbe says no. Rebbe says Chofef Alav Ze Ha'olam Hazeh. Now what does it mean Ze Ha'olam Hazeh? In this world, look at Rashi. Ze Ha'olam Hazeh Kol Makom She'eshart Hashchina V'Av Shilo V'No V'Givon, right, would be Chofef Alav. So that would fit in with Rav Ad, with Rav Dimi. Rebbe's opinion. You got it? Right? Kol Hayom Ani Yomot HaMashiach U'Bein Tefav Shachen Ze Ha'olam Haba. Now, just on a side completely, it's just interesting over here that Rebbe says that you've got Yemot HaMashiach and Olam Haba as two different explanations. Right? In those of you in the Ramban Shir that the Rav spoke about, that the Machloket Ramban and Rambam. How to understand what is the Rambam has different categories, right? Remember? The Rambam says that there's Olam Haba, which is the world of the Neshamot. And everyone goes, that's the Koch Yisrael Yeshdem Chedek Olam Haba. That's the Perek, I think, Asiru Uchadish, I think the change is sometimes in of Chedek, right, in Sanhedrin. Kol Yisrael Yeshdem Chedek Olam Haba. That's Olam Haba. But then you've got Yemot HaMashiach, right? Yemot HaMashiach are different. Yemot HaMashiach is a later stage, right? Is Mashiach will then, another, everyone, when we die now, we go Olam Haba. Then it'll be Mashiach, will be Yemot HaMashiach. So that's just a nice makor for that. It's not so straightforward. Okay, next brighter. Tara Badan. Yemei Ohel Mo'ed. The Mishnah says like this. Yemei Ohel Mo'ed Sheba Midbar. Because the Mishnah said there that we had the Ohel Mo'ed was 39 years. And then we had Shiloh for 14 years. And then we had Givon and Novin Givon, I think it was 59 years or 57 was in the second. 57 years. And then we had Shiloh was 369. Remember that? In the Mishnah. Okay, so this is the Bryce Lakers. Tana Rabbanan, right? This bright is from Seder Olam. And just by the way, we don't see it too often, but Seder Olam, right? The people who said it was Meyuchusas to the Tana Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta. It was written already from the Tanaim, Seder Olam. Right? If you look up Wikipedia, you'll see a bit of a machloket there. Some say it was started in the 8th century, later on. But bottom line is, it's attributed to a very, very, very old. In Masechet Nida, right? It's mentioned in the Gemara already, but Seder Olam. So that makes it difficult to say that it's written in the 8th century. It seems like it came from the time of the Tanaim already. And it's written chronologically, basically, from Briat HaOlam until, I'm not sure if it's Bayit Sheni, Churban or Bayit Sheni or the Bar Kokhba Revolt, one of those periods. But it's a long history, chronological order. So he says over here, this brighter comes from Seder Olam. Tarabana, you may Ohel Mo'ed Sheba Midbar, right? The Ohel Mo'ed in the Midbar was Arba'im Shalach HaSerachat, the 39 years. You may Ohel Mo'ed Sheba Gilgal, Arba'ash was 14 years. Sheva Shekiv Shuva Sheva Shechilku, right? The seven of the kibush and the seven of the separating of the cities. You may Ohel Sheba Nova Givon, Chamishim Vashem, 57 years. Now he says in Nishtaru, we left over the Shiloh, Gimel Me'ot V'Shivim Chaser Achat, 370 days, which is 369 years. He says, my process of elimination. What the Seder Olam understands that there's 480 years before the Beit HaMikdash was built, right? So therefore, my math comes to 479. You've got 39 years of the Mishkan. You've got 14 years. So obviously you've got to say 40 years, including the desert. So maybe 40 from the time they left Mitzrayim. And that's how we get to 480 years. From the time they left Mitzrayim, the Beit HaMikdash is built. That's obviously, I just realized that now. That's what that must be the assumption. That the Beit HaMikdash was built 480 years after they left Mitzrayim. And therefore we got 1 year because in Mitzrayim, they left Mitzrayim, the first year they never had a Mishkan. Right? So he said like this. How do we know it was 39 years? Amar Shanari Shona Asa Moshe the Mishkan. The first made the Mishkan. Shnaya Shniyahu Kam Mishkan. In the second year it was established. Veshalach Moshe Veraglim. Then he sent Veraglim. That was a year after they left. So 39 years. Sheba Gilgal Arbasa Sheva Shekib Shuva Sheva Shechilkum. How do we know it was in the Gilgal was 14, 7 of Kibush and Sheva of setting up the cities? Tekamar Kalev. Now we got a bit of maths here. Because Kalev said as follows. Kalev, this is a pasuk in Yehoshua. Kalev said, Ben Arbaim Shana Anochi Bishloach Moshe Eved Hashem Oti Mikadesh Barnea Leragel Et Haaretz. Vashev Oto Davar Kasher Im Lavavi. He said, I was 40 years old, okay, Kalev, when he was sent out to the Meraglim. We just saw a second ago that Moshe sent out the Meraglim after the first year when he built the Mishkan, right? So on the first year of the desert, he was 40. So 39 years later, he was 79 when they came into Eretz Yisrael. Right? So he says like this. Remshana anochi b'shlach Moshe v'devin v'gadesh b'nei ala ragelet ha'aretz v'ashev v'toket v'ashev v'avi. Uchetiv v'ata hine anochi ayom ben 5 u'shmonim shana. And in Pasuk Cheta over here, he's talking in Yoshua. He says, and now he says... He says, Kasher, look at, you know, let's look at Rashi quickly, because a nice Rashi explains this whole thing of Kalev. Vamar Kalev, you got the Rashi there? Vamar Kalev, it's like in the middle of the Tosfot side of the Rashis. Vamar Kalev, in line of the Gemara, Binyamin Azil Abaye. Got it? Anybody? Many? Okay, Ukamar Kalev. Okay, Bishat Chiluk, Keshebalit Boa Hebron. Remember, Kalev wanted Hebron. Remember, Kalev on the way in, he went to stop at Hebron, remember? He stopped at Hebron. And he wanted Hebron as part of his Nachala. He says, Keshebalit Boa Hebron, Ben Arim Shana, he says. Vehi Aita Shana Shnia, second year. Nitakvu Bemit Bar Shuv, 38 Shana, 38 years, Nimsa Kalev Ben 78. Shana Keshavru Yarak, I said 79, was in the second year, so 2 years later, right? So 38 years plus 40 was 78. Ukama Beshat Chiluka, And he says, when at the time of the Chiluk, Ben Chamesh Ushmonim, so he was 78 when he arrived in Israel, and he was 85 at the time of the Chiluk. Harei Sheva Nishtau LeKibush. So we see that it took 7 years for the conquering, so that he started the Kibush, he was already 78 years old. So now the Gemara, so we know that the Kibush took 7 years. Right, that we understand. But how do we know that the Chiluk took 7 years as well? Right? Now the Gemara says, "V'sheva shechil kuminad." How do we know the seven of the setting up the cities? So there are two opinions here. It's a svara. Svara alma. If it took seven to conquer, we're assuming it took seven as well. For ibait aima, and another possible answer over here is. There's a pasuk which says, right, a pasuk which comes from Yechezkel, right. It's quite a difficult pasuk, but it starts off and says, "Be'shrimvachamei shana legalutenu b'rosh hashana be'esol lachodesh ba'arba asrei shana achar asher hukta ha'ir." 14 years. After we smashed Hukta Ha'ir Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh Hayta Alai Yad Hashem Ve'aveh Oti Shama. Look at Rashi, yeah? It's a difficult way of trying to explain a difficult explanation, understanding of a pasuk in Yechezkel. Rashi like this. The lo mitukam kra dichtib Yechezkel ba'arbas ha'shna acher asher Hukta Ha'ir b'rosh ha'shana. Because it says on the 14th year, on Yosh Hashonesh, Demar Ba'asola, on the 10th of the month, right? Hayad Hashem Elai. And Rashi says, "Ezi shana shosh hashana be'esol acholish." When is Rosh Hashanah? On the 10th. So he says, "Have Omer zeh Yovel." On the Yovel, we proclaim the Yovel on Yom Kippur. Okay. So even though it's Rosh Hashanah, we actually only proclaim the Yovel. The Rosh Hashanah of the Yovel is actually Yom Kippur. Ve'lo manu shmitin ve'yovalot elachar Yerushalayim v'shirim. When do we start counting the Yovalot and the Shmita years? He says, only after we had the Yerusha and the Yeshiva, which means we had finished separating the cities. V'chi amarte the Shnot Kibush v'chiluk 14. So he works up on there, that's Kibuk v'chiluk. Okay, let's quickly just finish off here the Amud.
So that means that we don't start counting Shmita from Matan Torah, but from...
Yeah, there was no Shmita in Matan Torah, because Shmita only applies to Eretz Israel. So once we arrived in Israel for the first 7 years, we never had any place to anything to grow anything. And then it took us 7 years to settle the land, and then we started counting. So basically, if you're trying to work out from the Shemitah years when the Matan Torah was, you'd have to add 54 years to the Shemitah calculation to get back to the Shemitah years, right? Okay. The Mishnah, the Gemara carries on. It says, Oil Moed Shem Nova Gibbon 57 min Alan. Where do we know that Oil Moed in Nova Gibbon was 57 years? Dichti Vayi Kaskiro et Arona Elokim. Right? Of course, that pasuk that we bring over there comes from Shmuel. Right? And the Gemara learns from there, Vetale Keshemet Eliakoin Charba Shilo. When Eliakoin died, they came to Shilo, Baal Nov, and Keshemet Shulamati Charba Nov, Baal Givon. Right, so it works like this. From all those psukim, we've got 20 years, Eshrim Shana, and 10 years is Eshe Shana, Shemalach Shmuel Ba'atzmo. So this is often after Eli died, right? Eli died in Shiloh, and then it moved to Givon. And how do we know it was there for 57 years? So he quotes the psukim. He started with 20. He says 10 years of Malach Shmuel. But Shmuel was on his own before he was a king. Then there was 1 year when Shmuel and Shaul were friends and they ruled together. It's 11. Then Shtayim Shemalach Shaul they fought and Shmuel set himself in a cave and didn't even do the Shaul. And Shaul was king on his own. And there was another 2 years. So we've got there 11 into his 13. And then Vesheva de David. Then David took over and he was still 7 years king, right? Vayamim Hashem Alach David Yisrael 40 years, and then we had in Hebron he was 7. There was a 7, and then Ubeshlomo Kedim Vayechal Livnot Bishnat 40 Lemachuto Yisrael Shilo 371. Bottom line is, if you could do the maths, you work out there that you come to 369 was in Shilo, the balance between that and David, you and Shlomo We're missing 57, and that 57 we come to Lov and Givon. Okay, have a good Shabbat.